Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know, girl. I'm tired of this tape.
Girl,
your mom messed up.
Not, that's why I was like, 9 o'clock.
I messed up, baby.
I'm saying to myself,
I'm
like,
telling you.
I said, wait a minute. I said, what time, Joe?
I was on the
same one as detail. Us.
I'm asleep. Most folks, I'm messed up. This song got me messed up, too.
You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know.
Just to give people time to get on. I just.
Okay. Good morning, Pato. Good morning, Papadis. I'm on here.
Good morning, you just don't know.
This song wrecked me this morning. Lisa Prophet Harris was calling me, baby. I was in the high worship. I almost didn't answer the phone.
Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Six or something, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. I was just trying to give people time to get on. Last week we did it from 8 to 9, and I thought I was wrong last week. I thought it was supposed to be from 7 to 8. I just don't know what it is, but today is hurt. I'm sorry to mess up your last day on your prayer, but I'm trying to get everybody up and get on here right now. I'm texting people. Because... We ought to be, you know, I just messed up.
I was trying to, I was looking at my phone, and I was like, then I thought, I said, well, maybe it was a meeting we supposed to have before.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't. We're trying to get Lala here. She might already be at work. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, baby, I was in high worship. That song fixed it for me, baby. And when I tell you that thing had me just a minute ago. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful worship music, yes. Woo.
Mm-hmm. It fixed it for us, honey. My. If he can fix it for us, because, see, people don't know what we've been through, don't know what we're going through. But God can truly fix it. He can fix it for us.
Amen. Who is that? That worship song. That was beautiful.
What's his name? I can't hold it. So Cardi Cortez.
Oh, okay.
Cardi.
I don't know if I know about him. Yeah, that was beautiful.
I mean, I don't. That wasn't the one. I wanted him to sing the one picture for me. That thing, it got me so stirred up in here. Ooh, sitting in the bed in here, I didn't know what I've been. My husband, about what is going on up in that room?
I couldn't hear. Which song was it? I couldn't hear.
You couldn't hear it. Let me see.
I heard a little. Back. Like once I got on, I heard the end. It wasn't Let Your Power Fall. Mm-hmm.
No. Let me see if
okay,
I can
get
gotcha. It again.
That's one. I love that one.
Oh yeah. But this is good. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just tell you right now. I listen to Let Your Power Fall all the time. This thing right here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I was going through something on here. This won't even turn around now. And it was on the phone that I'm on, and I was trying to get
mm-hmm.
it from that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another one of his songs, but let me see if I can.
He came to our church where Ty played it, and Ty played for
really?
Him when he came. Mm-hmm. So
oh
I got
goodness.
A picture with him. Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Baby, he anointed.
Yes, he is. Open up his mouth.
Hi,
everybody,
my name's Samantha,
out.
And I'm 11 years old.
That ain't the one I want, but it's still good. Yeah, dear. I sent her just praising Lisa Carl. I was in a high works, but I had to get my pile over my mouth. This Lord do it for me. I mean,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
Story with you, all the things that he brought me through, stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong, waiting on God to be strong. Down, and he's always around. don't know. You don't know. You just don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Tell somebody you just don't know.
Then get started when you get ready to practice.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm so grateful to be here this morning. I was trying to gather my things, but thank goodness I had at least been, talking to the Lord this morning and reading. And so this morning, I just want to read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it says, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading the NASB. It says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. And I feel like that was such an appropriate scripture, and I was thinking about the word tenacity that we hear, and Apostle, when you pray, you say that word. And so me being a word person, knowing that that word tenacity is that perseverance, that ability to be persistent, to stick to things, the ability to keep going in spite of adversity, to keep going even when things are hard, to keep, pressing and things like that. And so in this scripture, Paul was saying that it's important that we keep our eyes fixed on God. Fixed on Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's important. And the reason, and that word fixed means that there should be nothing else that is in our view, because everything can become a distraction, and so like we even have pleasant distractions, so like things in our life, family, activities, mm-hmm. things that we enjoy. We have to be very careful, because anything can become a distraction. And when you think about a person that's running a race, there's only one thing that their eye is on, and that's that finish line. That's, reaching the end, getting in that winner's circle. And if you look to the left or you look to the right or you look behind you, it's always going to slow you down. It's always going to, you know, anything can be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to keep our eyes fixed. And, of course, we know that sin is, of course, it's a weight. It traps us. It entangles us. And it doesn't have to be, you know, big things like murder or robbery. I mean, even things, you know, like the way we treat each other, the way we talk to each other, the, you know, the way we treat God, the lack of devotion, the lack of time that we take to meditate on His Word, the, you know, the lack of commitment to what God has called us to do, you know, the things, you know, lying and things like that, manipulation, a lot of things that we do. That we have minimized over time, those are things that entangle us and keep it difficult, you know, make it difficult for us to run this race. And so that last verse I've read many times, but I really, verse 3, I really didn't, I don't think I paid it as much attention before, but it says, consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself. And the reason he did that was so that we wouldn't grow weary and lose heart. And so Jesus and all that he endured, if we can see all that he endured, there's nothing that we can't endure. There's nothing that we can't make it through. Because what he endured, we will never, ever, you know, experience or know the real feeling, you know, or walk. And have walked in his steps or in his shoes. And so if he can endure the cross, surely we can endure, you know, some of the things that we face every day. You know, it's like we look at our problems and they seem so overwhelming. And a lot of times they feel, you know, pretty overwhelming. But he said, consider him. So every time you feel overwhelmed and you think that you're in a situation that is too hard to bear, remember what Jesus did on the cross. If he can go through that and come out victorious, you know, go through everything he did and give us the victory, then surely, you know, there is nothing, you know, that we cannot overcome. He's made us more than conquerors. You know, he's called us to be winners. We are victorious. So it's not about what we go through. It's how we stick to it. We stay in the race. We don't give up. We don't back down. We keep pressing forward because with God, all things are possible. And so, you know, it's just in this season, it's been so hard, and we all need to stay encouraged, you know, to be encouraged because life is going to always have some ups and downs, some ins and outs. Some, you know, trouble is not uncommon to man. You know, it's not this is what life is. You know, but he has promised us that if he is for us, who can be against us? So, like, there's nothing that's bigger than God. There's nothing that's stronger than him. There's nothing that's outside of his power. He controls everything. And so, and I feel like that is why God is constantly, you know, the word is always directing us to change the way we think. To direct the way we think, because the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. If we think that it's too hard, if we think that we can't make it, if we think that we won't get over it, if we think we'll never get out of it, then that's really how we, you know, bound ourselves. And so going back to that word and remembering what God said is always going to be freeing, it's always going to be liberating, it's always going to be encouraging, it's always going to be strengthening. And so I just wanted to share that because tenacity is important. Resilience, you know, having those qualities in this life are mandatory. You cannot live this life without having a mindset on sticking to it, a mindset on holding on even when it seems like you don't have nothing to hold on to. It's just that is mandatory. And it's not even about how we feel. It's choosing to be tenacious. It's choosing to hold on. It's choosing, because sometimes you feel like letting go. It's true. Sometimes you feel like walking away. Sometimes you feel like giving up. But you choose to trust God. You choose to have joy. You choose to persevere. It's a choice. It's a decision. And so, and that's how we make it through. That's how we get through. So I just wanted to share that. Anybody have any thoughts about that or any testimonies or words of encouragement surrounding, you know, anything that's going on you want to share?
Well,
I just want to thank you, Prophetess, for, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go on.
No, I was just going to say good morning, Prophetess Nelson. I appreciate that. All that encouragement, just full of power. There's a lot of things that was going through my mind, even while you were talking about distraction. But the Holy Spirit let me just get it in the spirit realm. Because one thing has been in my prayer is that we're increased in our most holy faith. And I was glad that you used that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you what that scripture was? Lay aside every weight that so easily besets us, so we can run this way.
Yes, Hebrews 12.
Okay, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to thank you for that encouragement. That these are words that we remember, because we get so busy trying to do daily life, and you have to remember certain scriptures. The Lord is bringing back to me, because He has me doing work in a different way. And I'm living out the word and trying to apply it on different levels and learning that. So I just thank God for your words of inspiration and encouragement. And happy holidays to everyone. Happy New Year's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's so true. I love that. I wrote that, living out the word and applying it. And that is actually, that was in my meditation this morning. Like, going forward, we got to live it. Like, there is no more, you know, just coming to church, just listening to the preacher, just, you know what I'm saying, do your daily devotion, you know, read your scripture. And because we do it more so out of routine a lot of times, and we don't really sit, you know, with the word and allow it to transform us. So that's what you said is excellent. That is important. We got to live it out.
Amen.
Man, so, you know, I was just saying last night we had a teacher's meeting, and they was talking about the thing we were talking. They were saying, Apostle, kind of tell us your vision, kind of explain your vision. So I started looking at what the vision was, and I just thank and praise the Lord that you don't know what you have until you actually just look in. And I was looking in it, and I said, well, and you know, God, right at that moment, I was just kind of speechless, and I was like, oh my, it was talking about It was talking about faith, prayer, and obedience. And let me tell you something. We all have to have those qualifications. Do you hear me? We all have to have qualifications, those three, because obedience is better than sacrifice. You don't obey God, how you think He's going to bless you? And then faith, you got to have faith. If it's only just the grain, size of a grain of a mustard seed, we must have faith. How are we going to help? Even when you're praying for somebody, they may not have the faith. You got to have enough faith for them. So when you pray for them, that God would move. He would move on your faith, not on theirs. And then faith, and then prayer. Y'all know I love prayer. So, you know, you just have to know that when you in prayer, it's a deep meditation, deep consecrating prayer of communicating with God. We don't even know how deep it is. But I'm telling you right now that when you in prayer, you have to know that God is right there, and He loves us so much. We can't even measure the love of God for each one of us. And even the depth, the height or the depth of the love that God got for us, when we praying and we being obedient when we are possessed by faith. Faith, when you don't have faith, it's a sin. It's a sin not to have faith against God. We have to
Amen.
Have faith
Amen.
To please God. So, you know, I just dug into it last night, and I woke up with a lot of it on my mind today. The Lord woke me up with a lot of it still on my mind, and I just went into worship because, let me tell you something, don't have to be here. Don't have to be here. But we here. So I thank and praise God for that. And, you know, my testimony is that he's kept me another year, another day, another year. I try to just take one day at a time, but at 12 o'clock tonight, it'll be another year. So I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God, I thank him so much, girl. And I'm telling you, I just got caught up early this morning in worship. So go ahead on, y'all. I just wanted to just testify and say those things because that's what we talked about last night in the teachers' meeting and how, because, you know, this was probably, he was wanting other topics and stuff, but I think these are very good and this my theme. And so each one can talk on how they feel about whatever one they want to talk about, whatever God gives, what God gives them. You know, so all of those are important in order to see God. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Anyone else? Okay, if not, we'll take prayer requests.
Amen. Prayer request.
This is Prophetess Lisa St. Louis, Lisa Harris. I am praying for a breakthrough in my finances, my business, and my ministry so I can move forward. And I'm beginning to take those steps, and I'm asking for strength and wisdom and favor.
This is Prophetess Brown. I'm asking for prayer. My father is sick and just asking for a breakthrough for him.
Amen. I'm asking prayer for my nephew, Brandon McKenzie, that's been in the hospital for over a week. And they took him off the life support. But they got him sedated, and he's in a coma right now. I'm asking for prayer that God just spur his life enough that he can repent. Then I'm asking for prayer for myself and the ministry, my family.
Anyone else? If not, we will talk to the Lord. Father God, we just thank you this morning, God. We love you. We honor you. We praise you, for you alone are worthy. God, we just thank you for breath this morning. We thank you for life this morning. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for a sound mind, the ability to think, the ability to read, the ability to read your word, to think about you, to love you, God. We just thank you. We don't take those things for granted, God. I want to give you all the praise that is due your name. There is no one like you. There is no one above you. And we just thank you this morning, God, for all that you do, for all that you are. It is in you that we live, we move, we have our very being. And God, we just thank you. Help us, Lord God, not to take your grace for granted, not to take your mercy for granted, God, not to take your word and your existence in our lives for granted, God, but to honor you in everything that we say and everything that we do and how we love and interact with one another, God. Help us to honor you. Help us to give you glory, Lord God, so that when people encounter us, they will encounter you. They will feel your love. They will be able to hear your word, God. They will be able to receive salvation and healing and deliverance. God, we thank you for the opportunity just to pray, Lord God, the opportunity to talk to you, to come to you just as we are, God. No form, no fashion, God, but just as we are. You know us, Lord God. You know every hair on our head, God. You know the seasons that we're in, the things that we're going through, Lord God. Nothing takes you by surprise. You knew we would be where we are at this moment, at this time, and we would be praying to you, God. You knew what we would be praying. And, Lord God, we thank you for having open arms to receive us to you, God.
Yes.
Thank you. You are a wonderful God. You're a loving God.
Yes.
You're an amazing God. You're a wonderful Father.
Yes.
You're a friend, God. You're a brother. You're everything that we need, Lord God. And we just thank you for being a provider, for being a healer, for being a deliverer, God. We just thank you. You are everything, God. And we just thank you. Lord God, we ask forgiveness for any sin, known and unknown, God. We ask for forgiveness for not believing you and trusting you, God, when you've been so faithful to us, God. We ask that you would just forgive us, Lord God, for not doing what you've told us to do, not going where you told us to go, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray for strength, that we be more obedient, that we hear your word, that you sharpen our discernment, God, that you grant us wisdom, Lord God, so that we may not only follow you but represent you properly in the earth realm, God, that we're able to be your hands and feet, Lord God, in the earth. Lord, use us however you see fit, God. Lord, any distraction, we pray that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Any distraction in our lives that would keep us from praying, that would keep us from focusing on the goal, that would keep us from running our race, Lord God, with faith and patience and endurance. God, we ask that you would remove any distraction, whether it be family, friends, money, places, things, whatever it is. God, help us to focus solely on you, Lord, so that we may run our race the way that you have called us to run, and that others may see the way we run, and that they will gain strength and motivation to run as well, Lord God, that we can be examples in the earth. God, we pray for the homeless and less fortunate right now, God, those who don't have a place to lay their heads, those who are sleeping on the streets, God, those who don't have food to eat, God, we're praying, Lord, that you would use somebody, us or anybody, God, to meet their needs on today, to do whatever it is that we can, Lord, so that they will know that you have not forgotten about them, that you love them, that you are still watching over them, God, that you are the God of us all, that we all are your creation, Lord God, and it is your desire that we all have our needs met. It's your desire that we all be saved. It's your desire, Lord God, that we all live in fellowship and communion with you, and we just thank you. Lord God, we ask you to bless the children who may be in foster care, God, who may be have lost parents, Lord God, who may feel alone during this season, who may feel abandonment or rejection, even those who have grown up, God, without parents, who still are struggling with abandonment or rejection, God. We just ask that you would touch their hearts and validate them right now in the name of Jesus, or confirm that your spirit lives in them so they can feel you, so that they can identify with the God of their creation, the one who made them fearfully and wonderfully, God. We just thank you right now that you give them strength, that you enable them to tap into their God-given abilities to do the things that you have gifted them to do in spite of their past, in spite of their upbringing, in spite of the abandonment. Lord God, we just thank you that those things make us better, make us who we are. Those things are not meant to break us, God, and we just thank you right now, and we ask that you would just speak to their hearts and their minds, Lord, so that they know that what they've experienced has not been made to hurt them. It's been made to build them and to make them into who you have called them to be, that they will serve your purpose in the earth, Lord God. Change all of our perspectives, God. Help us to have a God perspective. Help us to see people and to see things the way that you see people and the way that you see things. Help us to interact with one another the way you interact with us, God. We thank you. We love you for your presence. Lord, touch those in other countries where they have war, Lord God, where women and children, innocent people are being murdered. God, we ask that your presence would show up strong. Lord God, that they will know that you are there. You are a very present help in trouble. God, and that no matter what we go through, your word never fails. Your power is never diminished, God. You are the same, God. No matter what we're going through, whether we're on the mountain or in the valley, you are the same, God, who can deliver us from any situation. You are the same, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you that you have all power in your hand, that there is nothing too hard for you. God, we ask that you would be with those who are struggling with addiction this morning, whether it's to food or drugs or alcohol, anything, Lord God, that feels addicted to, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you turn the minds around, Lord God, that you speak, that you arrest that spirit of addiction, God, that they may be loosed and they may be free to do what it is you've called them to do. Lord, we pray that you break every chain right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You have called us to be free, and you said that whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed, God. And we thank you right now for freedom in the Holy Ghost. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned right now in the name of Jesus. You have made us the head and not the tail. You have made us above and not beneath. God, we thank you that you have given us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God, your word is everything that we need, God, and we thank you for your word. We stand on your word this morning. Help us to share your word, that others may stand on your word, God, that others may see the strength in your word, the power in your word, God. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, God. We know that if we hide that word in our heart, it will help us get over and through and around so many things. God, help us to use the power in your word to navigate this life, Lord God, and to be the vessels of ministry that you've called us to be. God, we ask that you would right now look in and touch and wrap your arms around Prophetess Lisa Harris right now, Lord God. Lord, you know her heart. You know her endeavors. You know even the distractions that might try to come, the words that may try to come to distract her, the things that may try to come and distract her, God. But we pray bountiful blessings in her finances, God. We pray that you would release finances for her to do everything that you have called her to do. We pray for resources to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord God, that you will send people her way, that you will send all types of things her way for her to be able to do whatever it is you've called her to do, Lord, that you are enlarging her territory and her business. You're giving her fresh ideas. You're giving her innovation and creativity, God. We thank you right now that your word shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish what you sent it to do, God, and you have called her to be successful, Lord God. We thank you for her tenacity, that she will stick to it, that she will continue to hold on, that she will continue to press forward, that she will continue to run her race with endurance, God. We ask that you would just touch her ministry right now, continue to enlarge her territory, God. Give her wisdom, Lord God. Lord, I see that you will give her words, God, that she may not even know where they came from, God, but the words that are going to unlock doors, that are going to unstop deaf ears, God, that are going to make the blind see, God. We thank you for the words that you are giving her right now, that's going to mend broken hearts, God, that's going to lead people to you, God. She's going to have wisdom, more wisdom, Lord God, in her words, so that people who normally may not have understood the word, they're going to understand it very clearly, very plainly, God, and I thank you that she's going to speak to people, Lord God, that may have otherwise never wanted to be in you, God, but she's going to lead people to you, God, and we just thank you for that right now, for that increased wisdom. God, we thank you, and that wisdom is going to bless her in her finances and her business and her ministry. It's going to work for her everywhere she goes and in every situation and in every venue, every avenue. God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to grant her favor. God, and we know that with obedience comes your favor, God, and we thank you for her obedience, Lord God, and we thank you for every door that you are going to open, every opportunity that is going to come her way, and we look forward to the testimony of your goodness, Lord God, of how you have moved in her life in every situation, God. We thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask that you would touch Prophetess Brown's father right now. God, you are the healer. You are the healer. God, we ask that you would touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would move, that you would even confound the doctors and even blow his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Do a miracle in him that he can only say, wow, that was only you, God, only you, God, only you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of his healing right now. We thank you for how you're bringing him through right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're working right now, God, even as we pray, even before we pray, God, you are already working, God. We thank you that you're always working on our behalf. Heal him and touch him like never before and give him a testimony so that others, Lord God, can receive your healing, can receive your salvation and deliverance, God. We just thank you for how you're going to move and bless in his situation. And touch Prophetess Brown, continue to strengthen her heart, God, as she continues to labor even in prayer and take care, you know, of her father, Lord God, loving on her father. When someone is sick, God, we know that it's overwhelming. It could be stressful, God, and sometimes we can feel like there's, you know, it's hopeless or there's nothing that we can do, God, but we know that our limitation is the beginning of your opportunity and all the things that you can do where we are limited, God. You are not limited. You are never limited. Everything is in your hand, God, and we just thank you. You can do what no man can, and we believe and we trust in your power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we ask you to just look in on Brandon right now, God. You know his life. You know his situation, God. You know what he stands in need of, God. And most of all, what we all need, God, is to be close to you, to be able to hear your voice, to be able to surrender our hearts and our minds to you, Lord God. Sometimes our healing is in our surrendering. Most times, God, it's in our surrendering, and we pray right now that you would speak to his heart and his mind and give him a mind to surrender, give him a mind to talk to you, to be able to fellowship with you in a way that his mind will change, his heart will change, his life will change, even his physical situation can change, Lord God. You're able to do everything if we just come to you, God, if we talk to you, if we believe you, if we trust you. You are able to do things that we can't even explain, God, and we just thank you right now for his life. We thank you, Lord God, that you're even giving him an opportunity. As long as he breathes, he has an opportunity, God, to commune with you and to connect with you. And we thank you for every breath, every moment, every second that you allow him, Lord God. So I pray right now that he will utilize the breath that you've given him, God, in his subconscious state, God. You work even in our subconscious, God. So even though he may not be able to speak to us, God, we know that he can speak with you and you can speak with him. And, God, we pray that that conversation takes place, God, so that he can find his healing and deliverance in you. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. We praise you In the name of Jesus and God, we ask that you would touch Apostle Deans and Apostle Deans this morning, God. Lord, we thank you just for their ministry. We thank you for how they love. We thank you for how they give of themselves. We thank you for Apostle Deans being the prayer warrior that she is, who's been praying for ever, for many years, God, who loves you and who talks to you all day, all night. She loves to talk to you, God, and we thank you for how you use her, how you put your word in her mouth, how you allow her to minister and encourage, even to train and develop. She makes disciples just as you commanded her, God, and she's committed to making disciples. She's committed to evangelizing. She's committed, God, and we thank you for her tenacity, God. We thank you for her perseverance, Lord, despite all of the health things that she's been through. She's a testimony of your healing power, of your keeping power, of your saving power. We thank you for how she's open and she testifies of the truth, God, that she uses her own life testimonies to encourage others. We thank you that she is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for she knows it's the power of God to salvation to those who believe, and that is her testimony. We thank you. Continue to strengthen her as she cares for her husband, God. Being a caregiver is a very difficult task, God, and we pray right now for every caregiver that is in the world attempting to take care of a family member, God. Pray that you would relieve some of their stress, give them peace and joy, give them strength, Lord God, to be able to do what they do, give them more compassion and love and wisdom, patience, for it is not easy, God, and we just pray right now, continue to strengthen her, Lord God, continue to enlarge her territory, God, continue to multiply her ministry, that she touches lives all over the world. She's committed to doing whatever you called her to do, no matter the cost, God. And we pray, Lord, that we as believers develop that kind of motivation, that kind of drive, Lord God, just to do your work, to be committed, Lord God, because whatever it is that you've called us to do, that's what we need to do, God. So help us to be able to do that, to minimize the distractions and to focus on you. We love you. We thank you. God, we just look forward to all of the testimonies of what you're doing, God. We thank you for that right now, just for the testimonies. We thank you, Lord God, that we are going to hear of the healing, of the deliverance, and the salvation of people, Lord God, no matter where we go. God, we thank you. Help us. This is our last day of this year, God. We thank you for bringing us through this entire year. And if we be honest, God, no matter what we went through, you still brought us, God. So that's a testimony in itself, or that's a reason to praise your name, because some days were very dark, some days were very hard, some days we didn't know how we were going to make it, but here we are. God, we thank you for being the God that you are. And as we go into 2023, Lord, if you allow us to transition into this next year, Lord God, increase our love, our commitment, stir up our gifts. God, use us. Help us to wake up in the morning committed to allowing you to do whatever it is that you want to do with our lives every day. And we thank you and we praise you. Bless our children. Bless those who have grandchildren, all of our families, Lord God. Bless those who are going to be out today. Keep them safe. We arrest the spirit of tragedy right now in the name of Jesus, that everyone will be safe. That they you protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you would keep those drunk drivers, God, in their lanes, that they don't hurt anybody on tonight, God. We're praying. We are really praying, God. We need you, God. We need you. This is one day of the year that there are a lot of accidents and a lot of people get hurt, God. We're asking you to just protect and cover in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God, and help us to be praying and focusing on you as we transition into this new year with a determined mind to serve and to worship you better, stronger, more, to meditate on your word more than before. And we love you, God. You're amazing. You're wonderful. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, any more prayer requests, or is everybody good?
Amen.
One more prayer request.
Okay.
Good morning. Just asking for prayer for me. I have a really bad cold.
Okay.
And for my baby girl, Journey, as well. She's a little under the weather as well. So, just pray our strength in the Lord.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for Prophetess Shamiko right now, for Mimi, my sister. God, we thank you for her, her love. We thank you for her spirit that is present, that is always exuded in the world. Ever since she was little, God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells, your spirit that dwells in her, God. We ask that you would touch her body, God. You are a healer. Lord God, strengthen her, touch her body, touch her mind, Lord God. Give her what she needs, Lord God. We pray that every system come into alignment right now in her body right now in the name of Jesus. She has a work to do, God, and she needs to be healed right now so that she may do whatever it is that you've called her to do so that she can be the mother to Journey and to all the other kids, Lord God, and all the people, to be the wife, everything that she needs, God. Please meet every need. And God, we pray for my niece Journey today, God. Lord, touch her body. Lord God, heal her. Lord God, continue to do a work in her. Continue to develop her and grow her up and teach her new things, God. We just thank you for how you're moving in her life and the things that you're going to do in her life right now, God. We pray divine, supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus, that they will begin to feel better even now, God, even now as we speak, God. You said in some of the scriptures, as they went, they were healed, God. And so we pray that as they go throughout this day, they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. And we believe your word. We stand on your word. We trust in your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Man. Amen. We're going to just close out with this song. And we are, I will be on tonight. I'll be on at 11 o'clock. I guess the ones in the central time would be on at 10 o'clock. I don't know. I can't, that's why we messed up on here now, because I messed up the time. So, yeah, I'll just figure it out.
It's 11 Eastern. Okay, so that's 10 Central.
11 Eastern time, and I'm praying, you know, till the new year come in. So are we going to have some service and worship? So in the ones in Central time, y'all, I don't know what time y'all come on, so y'all figure it out. But just stay prayerful.
10.
And
mm-hmm.
10, okay. So, okay, well, I will see you later. I'm going to, God bless you all, and thank you for coming on and supporting. Our next week, we'll let you know what day Prophetess Brown says she'll take over. We'll let you know next week or whenever she wants to let you know what day that she'll be, what day it is for her, what day it is for her.
Okay.
So God bless you all, and we're going to just close out with this song.
God bless you all.
Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So long.
Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say,
Lord, speak it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, speak it for me. Perfect Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem. And only you can solve. So long, beautiful. Can y'all play that for me? Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait for the moment. Do it for me.
Say it right now. Say it right now.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. I'll see you on the line tonight.
Amen.
I love you. Have a good day.
Amen.
All right. Love you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Amen.